All right, it is that time of the week where we shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. This week, it's local training and development organisation Down With Doe, which supports young adults with intellectual disabilities to help prepare them for the labour market. And to tell us a little bit more, I'm joined by the founder of the organisation, Lynn Rutherford. A very good morning to you, Lynn. Thanks so much for making time for us this morning.
Hi, Sarah Jane. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So tell us, what sparked the idea for Down With Doe?
Well, my son is was 19 at the time when he left his special needs school, and there was no facility suitable in the northern suburbs that he could join. And we hooked in with Work For You, who were based in Salt River. And they said, well, wouldn't you like to start something in the northern suburbs? So that's how we started. That was 2019.
And when it comes to facilities, just generally, or services which cater to those with Down syndrome and their families, how are we placed in Cape Town?
Not very well.
Right.
No, because most of them would be self-funded to start with. And, you know, it depends on what you would want your young adult to do. There are protective workshops, which would cater for large number of young adults. And those are based throughout the Cape Town area. But we wanted something slightly different for Joshua. We wanted him to be exposed to more work placement in and amongst other people. So actually in the community, where he could function as normally as possible, possibly live on his own and work down the road, like a lot of people enjoy to do.
When it comes to adults with intellectual differences, do you think that there is still a misunderstanding as to their wants, their desires, their abilities, their capabilities? I suppose particularly misconceptions around how those with intellectual differences may fare as adults and in a work environment.
Definitely. Mm. There is still a lot of, as you said, misunderstanding. And I think it genuinely comes from a place of ignorance. And, you know, I never have any ill feelings towards people, because unless you actually have a child with special needs, there's very few people that will specifically go out there and find out what it's all about.
What would you like people to know in that regard? What would you like people to know about, to challenge, to change those misconceptions? What would you like people to know about the reality for people with learning differences or challenges?
I think the most important is that they have the same dreams and aspirations as we all do. You know, they want to work, they want to get married, they want to have children. And although a lot of those things would not necessarily always be practical, you know, is to try and work around those aspirations for them, and still place important values within them, that they know that it's such a wonderful feeling to be able to contribute and to work and in a society where you know you're valued. And I think that is also for them very important.
For sure. And I'm fascinated to know, particularly you were speaking about your son then, that he was, you know, 19 when this sort of the idea for Down With Doe came about. I imagine, as for any parent, I would imagine that sort of 18, 19 year age when they want independence and you as parents maybe are struggling with that. I think that is yes, a story across the board, regardless of other challenges that may arise. But do you find that, or other families that you speak to, that perhaps there is a need by people who don't understand and who don't have the experience of a family member with learning challenges, that there is a need to infantilize the individual, and that actually that one needs to respect the fact that they are still an adult?
Yes, and that is very difficult. Mm. Especially for parents, and then more so for people in the community. And I think that's actually why, you know, the more people that do work with young adults, it's important that they realize how important that is in the community, and for people to see them as much as possible in the community and see that they can function normally. And, you know, they can have a normal conversation. They can decide what they want to eat. They can choose their own clothing. You know, and I think for parents, our organization particularly has helped the parents whose members come to us to see a growth in their member, and specifically in their independence and their confidence levels. And that is important, because often when they leave school, there is nowhere really for them to go. You know, to look into to an organization that can grow them and prepare them for open labor markets, and those that can't work in open labor, we're hoping that our bakery will be able to offer them permanent employment.
I want to talk a little bit about more about the skills that you equip these young people with, and also, of course, the dough in the Down with Dough. But I just wonder, yes, when you are, how much interaction do you have with perhaps other organisations where the young people, the young adults, may go on to find employment? How much interaction and I suppose, I don't know if training is the right word, do you have with organisations to say, listen, these are some of the challenges that might come up, and this is how you would be best equipped to deal with them? Because it's one thing for your young adult to be ready to go into that environment, and they're fine, they know exactly what they're doing. But is that necessarily reciprocal for the organisation, the company that they might be going on to?
Well, that's where we actually would play an important part, because what we do is we would prepare the organisation themselves, obviously through an initial interview, once they've indicated a keenness to employ one of our members, and then we offer an ongoing support. So we don't just dump them then and say, okay, now, you know, you take care of them. No, we offer ongoing support where we regularly visit, and the first couple of visits we would spend at least 2 hours there with the member, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. And it's a process. So it is quite a lengthy process depending on what the member's needs are and what the employer requires. So it's definitely not a dump and leave. We provide the support while they are there until they are fully confident with being there on their own.
Yeah.
And the employer is happy with them.
Sure. If you're just joining us this morning, I'm on the line with Lynn Rutherford, who's the founder at Down with Dough, which is a local MPO and bakery which helps young adults with intellectual disabilities, and it helps sort of bridge that gap between school and employment. So Lynn, tell us a little bit more about Down with Dough as an organisation, in terms of what you do there, what happens there. Tell us more about the dough part.
Okay, well, I've pretty much raised Joshua on a gluten-free diet.
Right.
So you realised the gap in the market for a quality gluten-free product. So we decided to actually just have a bakery that would only cater for gluten-free. That is what we do. That's why we decided on the name Down with Dough. And obviously the first part with Joshua being Down syndrome, and that is what we do. So that is actually the social enterprise that is linked to Down with Dough, the organization. And we bake gluten-free products, we have breads, and we have the best chocolate brownies in town.
I don't doubt it. And then in terms of the skills, in terms of why, do you think, and I was pondering this last night, I wonder if that sort of environment of baking and the process lends itself very well to young adults with learning disabilities?
Well, I think, you know, the most important is that we always meet our young adults where they're at as far as what career path they want to follow. So there's so many different aspects that you could offer, but we can't meet everybody's need. But we just consider the bakery because there are so many different skills that you can measure. So it's from weighing, it's from interpersonal relations, because they work obviously in a certain space, and counting stock. And so a lot of the sort of skills that we would test are basic, but those that are better performing would perform on a slightly different level to those that are not as, don't perform as well. And I say that very differently because, you know, some of them are better skilled than others in certain areas. But just purely the social interaction is also very good for them. And that was one of the other reasons we didn't want Joshua to leave school and then be completely on his own after having all his friends around him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it creates a good social interaction. We have young adults of different ages. And, yes, I think that it's definitely, for us, it was the best kind of environment that would not create have to need too much space
sure.
to start off with.
Yeah.
So we basically operate from home at this stage.
Mm.
We converted an area of our home into
That's
a bakery.
Fantastic. Tell me, what sort of feedback have you had from other people, from other families?
Well, we have continued to grow. So we started with three people, including my son.
Yeah.
And we are now moving on to nine.
Wow.
So, you know, they don't all come on the same day. We're obviously limited because of the whole COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
So we are careful with sanitizing, and we have to make sure that there's no more than a certain amount of members in the bakery at one time. But, yes, we're growing, and the business, the social enterprise bakery, is picking up nicely. So, yes, we've managed to stay through this whole COVID season.
I'm looking on your Facebook page at the moment. You're very modern. You've got TikTok. You're way ahead of me. I'm looking on your Facebook page where you've posted just the most delightful video of your ladies and gents there in the kitchen, getting down with dough, dancing after a hard day's work. Really, really nice. I love that. You can follow them, by the way, at downwithdough_ZA if you happen to be on TikTok, which I am, but I don't really know how to use it. But I'll work it out.
It's way above me too. So the young lady that works for us, Emma, she's in control of all the social media, and it works well.
She's doing a stellar job, Lynn. She's doing a stellar job. Tell us about some of your success stories, Lynn.
At the moment, because of COVID last year, we weren't able to place any of our members.
Right.
But we have secured a placement for one, and they would be starting in the next week or two. And as I mentioned before, it's a process, so they would start off with a two-hour where we would attend with them, and then we continually assess how they're doing. That is one lead we have had, and then there's another one that we're following up on, and as soon as we have a member that is ready to be placed, that would be another option for us. So I think within the next 6 months, we should have our first official placements.
Fantastic. Listen, Lynn, if there are people listening in now on either side of the coin, perhaps somebody's listening in now and they're thinking, you know, that would be fantastic for my brother, son, daughter, cousin, whoever. How do they go about sort of getting in touch with you and maybe having that person, that young adult, coming to you and being a member or being somebody who picks up some skills at Down with Dough?
Well, they can easily email me, or send me a WhatsApp message. I can get in touch with them. But if I can also just ask, we are looking for companies that are willing to provide work exposure. So our email address, my cell phone number, Facebook, Instagram, all of those addresses are available off our Facebook page. And I don't mind giving my cell phone number or email address on air. I'm not sure how that
is. Yeah, no, you can do that. Hope everyone's got a pen. I think probably the best bet, Lynn, is just to direct people, because at 10 to 7, I'm not sure that people necessarily have pen and paper at the ready. But I think the best thing to do is to direct people to your social media, to the Facebook page, which is Down With Dough. Easy. Just Google Down With Dough and there you are.
Yes.
In terms of the companies that you are hoping would reach out, what do they need to be specific types of companies? Are smaller, perhaps sort of family-run companies better, or are you welcoming sort of larger corporates?
There are a number of larger corporates that are very open to having people with intellectual challenges.
Mm.
So it doesn't really matter. You know, at the end of the day, it depends on where their interests lie. But also, it doesn't matter. It could be a corner coffee shop. It could be, you know, one of the insurance companies. Obviously, funding is always needed as well.
Yeah.
So, and that would assist us to grow our customer base as well, which in the end actually funds the organization. I think it's not limited to any particular kind of company, no. Just somebody with the same vision and willing to lend a helping hand. That's it.
So on the basis on the topic of funding, obviously every company, I think everyone's been hit by the COVID pandemic. But if there are people listening in now that think I'd like to support that organisation, whether that be funding, whether that be donating kitchen equipment, what do you need, Lynn?
We do have somebody that donates some of our ingredients. And at this stage, I think that it is quite a risky time to move premises and, you know, think about that kind of thing. But I think for us at the moment, the most important would be to grow our customer base so that we can be marketing more of our products. So if we could get hooked into one of the corporates, you know, whether it be a coffee shop or... That would help us a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Lynn, it's been an absolute treat to have you on the show, and I wish you all the very best of luck with the future of Down With Dough. What an extraordinary organisation doing incredible work in the community. You can find out more information about Down With Dough by heading to the Facebook page, which is Down With Dough. Lynn Rutherford is the founder. Lynn, lovely to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity again.